Aaron, great to talk Caribbean Premier League cricket again. We're halfway through the semi-finals. Now, Guyana are in the final, deservedly so, beating Trinidad and Tobago by 7 wickets. Just talk us through that match for us.
Well, it was a fantastic performance, JP, as you know, in the Caribbean. It's quite a strong rivalry between Guyana and Trinidad, and it always has been in the 2020 competition. Of course, in this version, it's the first time we've got a franchise-based event, so it's quite a few different players. And Guyana is a very clinical performance, and I think the most impressive thing was we'll talk about Ratni Dilshan, the man of the match, and he literally was just brought in for this game because we talked last time we spoke about Gupdil being ruled out, and that I thought was going to be a big blow for Guyana, losing Gupdil, because obviously he's been a class act at the top of the order. But Dilshan did a run out, a couple of catches, 2 wickets as well, and he just really stifled them. Trinidad never really got any momentum going as well, bowled out for 103, and then Guyana were just very clinical, chasing it down really. So overall, a very clinical performance.
The advantage, of course, of Dilshan is unlike Gupdil, he'll bowl a few overs, and if it comes off for him, he can be a very useful bowler, especially on pitches which are pretty conducive to spin and not offering an awful lot, particularly sometimes to the batsman.
Absolutely right, yeah. He basically, as much as we think of him as being a quality batsman at the top of the order, dynamic batsman, but you say he's also a very good slow bowler and a brilliant fielder. I mean, you probably remember in the Champions Trophy where it was an epic match, wasn't it, with Australia, and they just looked like with the last wicket they might just sneak over the line. It took that bit of magic from Dilshan, that caught and bowled one-handed to sort of seal it for Sri Lanka. So he is a sort of does have that X factor on him, and I think Guyana will be very pleased that they signed him.
Before the game, Aaron, you actually picked out Ramnaresh Sarwan as one of the main reasons that Guyana got to the top of the table and played so well. On the way, he'd been very selfless in where he came into bat, and he was sort of a star of the show, if you like, yesterday, because he was him that came in and hit the winning runs. A cool head under pressure, I suppose.
Yeah, I thought Sarwan had a very good tournament. I thought he had a very good game once again yesterday, actually, because, as you mentioned, the way he finished off the innings with Franklin, I thought that was very good. And it suited him very well. The run rate wasn't too high. He was able to just, back in the day, he was always known as being a great finisher, so that suited him. Also with the captaincy, I thought, sort of having the confidence and sort of stick Trinidad in, back in his bowlers, back in his fielders. It was a very good game for Sarwan. And the one thing that kind of, I don't know if it always gets recognised with him, I've interviewed him before for Cricket World a couple of years ago. You remember in the Stanford tournament, and having met him a few times, and I know him, I wouldn't say well, but I know a little bit about the guy. He's definitely a guy who is really, really competitive. He's got a real strong drive. He's a very confident guy. And I know we hear about a lot of sledging, don't we, in cricket? We hear a lot of mental disintegration. I don't think he's the sort of guy who would do that, but he's certainly the sort of guy who wouldn't be afraid to go and ask someone in the opposition what they're having for dinner tonight, or remind them that his auntie might speak English, you know, something like that. He's a very confident young man. I think it's projecting to the rest of the team, and he's got players from different cultures, different countries around the world, some of the best 2020 players, and they all seem to be rallying together, really.
Now, last time we spoke, Aaron, I made a bit of a faux pas. I said Chris Gayle was playing for Trinidad and Tobago. I suppose they could have done with him, really.
Yeah.
He is going to be in action, we hope, barring a sort of late withdrawal or anything, when Jamaica take on Barbados in the other semi-final. Now, while the headline is, I suppose, Chris Gayle against Kieran Pollard, who's captain of Barbados, can you pick out any other players who perhaps maybe have slipped under the radar we should be looking out for, who may prove just as important?
Funny enough, just like how Dilshan's been brought in for this game, Jamaica have now got the services of Sangakkara, who I think, again, we talked about Sarwan being selfless. He was quite selfless during the IPL. You know, he dropped himself, let Cameron White come in for the Sunrisers Hyderabad. But Sangakkara's had so much experience with Sri Lanka. He's led them to the finals of the T20 World Cup back in 2009. He's a very solid player. He could actually be the perfect foil for someone like a Chris Gayle to just go out there and play with even more freedom than he's already been playing.
Finally, Aaron, just to finish off, who do you think Guyana would prefer to face in the final, or is it a case of, look, we're in the final, we'll play whoever we get and get on with it?
I think the way Guyana are playing, they genuinely believe they can beat whoever they're facing in the final, but I really get the feeling that they would much rather see Barbados, just simply because of the Gayle factor. And I know we say, oh, one person isn't bigger than a team, but I think 2020 cricket, when Gayle is feeling it, when Gayle's in the mood, it literally is tailor-made for him, and he can single-handedly win a game and destroy an opposition. He's done it numerous times. I mean, you think back to the T20 World Cup when he demolished Australia by himself. He made a mockery out of about 180 they were chasing. So just for that reason, I think if Guyana had to choose, they'd probably rather see Barbados in the final.